Many lawyers and law firms donate legal help, what's called pro bono legal work, to help people and groups and causes. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Joshua Dubs talks about how it works and how sponsors make it work even better. Lawyers agree to provide free legal service, what everybody calls pro bono. That means that clients get legal defense and legal help. Does it also mean that lawyers learn?
I believe so. I believe that it's often a great opportunity for attorneys to reach outside their normal area of practice or to get courtroom experience they might not otherwise get.
Do the programs that get lawyers volunteering provide training for a lawyer who is going to be working in a field he or she isn't familiar with?
The legal aid organizations in this area provide great comprehensive training for many of the areas that they seek assistance in. They put on free programs for attorneys that are technically free, but they ask that you agree to take at least one case for them.
What kind of reaction do these volunteer lawyers get from their clients?
Well, a majority of the reactions are very positive. After all, they realize they are receiving potentially hundreds or thousands of dollars in legal assistance for free from these attorneys. So most clients are very grateful.
When you were young and newly out of law school, was it interesting and helpful to you?
Well, I like to think that I'm still young and just out of law school, but I believe it was immeasurably helpful. I'm a solo practitioner. I've almost always been a solo practitioner. I did not have senior partners to train me. And that was a role that these volunteer organizations willingly took. And all it cost me was a few hours of my time to represent these low-income clients. And at the same time, I was learning a great deal from the organization and from the clients as well.
When a lawyer does this, does it often require this lawyer, and not necessarily all of them young, to acquire skills or experiences that are a little outside of their practice?
It certainly can. Oftentimes, an attorney that focuses on matrimonial only will do an eviction defense or vice versa. Or sometimes an attorney that does real estate would like to experiment with bankruptcy and so will agree to take a bankruptcy case or a name change or drafting a will it's a great opportunity for attorneys to try out other areas of law as well.
Can this sort of work require things that they didn't learn in law school?
Yeah, I believe so. The organizations oftentimes will either closely supervise younger attorneys or will provide comprehensive training, but it definitely gives you an opportunity to step outside your comfort zone in terms of your practice areas.
Is it good for the community at large?
It's fantastic for the community at large. Access to justice has always been, and unfortunately I believe will always be, a problem. The justice system is geared towards those with means. So it's very important for the spirit of the justice system, you know, in its intention to provide everybody with equal access to justice, that attorneys do pro bono work, if for no other reason than to assure that justice really is available for all.
Is it potentially more important in a community that's become so much more multicultural in recent years?
I'm not sure I would say it's more important. I'd just simply say it's equally as important. You think about more rural communities, they have different issues, but they also have their own issues and their own access to justice issues in terms of farms and foreclosures and things of that nature in more rural areas. But I think in an area that is more diverse, such as Buffalo, for example, I believe there's more, certainly a more volume of people that need that sort of thing. So there's a great deal of need in this area.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Joshua Dubs has been here, and we've been talking about pro bono legal work. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.